Hey there, friend. I'm so happy to have you listening to today's show. I'm going to be sharing with you 9 key characteristics of a recovered person. I get asked regularly, Lindsay, you work with so many ladies. How do you know whether or not somebody is going to have the ability to recover from an eating disorder? And the truth is, I don't. But today, I am going to share with you some of the core and common key characteristics that I do see in those who find recovery freedom. You're going to want to listen to this one. Let's get to it. Hey girl, welcome to the Her Best Self podcast. I'm Lindsay Nichol, former competitive figure skater and perfectionist, turned God-led imperfect boy mom and digital CEO. If you find yourself constantly thinking about food and wondering if you'll wake up one day free from the obsessive thoughts and behaviors controlling your life, then I've created this podcast for you because I know exactly what it's like to be a downright hot mess trapped in the destructive cycle of disordered eating. I finally found freedom and you can too, girlfriend. So if you're ready to heal your relationship with food and body and break the chains of control and show up in your best health, then grab your favorite Tarjay journal and let's get to it so you can start living your best life as your best self. In prepping for today's show, I was looking at my list of creative ideas. So if I'm working with a client or I see a common theme come up, if I look around in our Facebook community, or I may ask you ladies out there, what is the one thing that you're struggling with right now? And I always try to bring into the podcast the content of what is going to help you in the moment, in your life, so that you can actually do something with what it is you're listening to, so that you can go out there and apply it into your everyday. And as I was perusing my creative ideas, I thought, you know what? It is the perfect opportunity to talk about what makes up the key realities of the recovered. You see, the stats suck. But in a recent study completed by the Center for Discovery Treatment Center, dangers of the disorder and recovery were shared. And I wanted to share some of those statistics with you today because eating disorders are on the rise year after year. It is very scary, but today's episode is not to even go down that path. It is just to bring some awareness of what it takes. What are some of those characteristics of those who have recovered? Because right now, if you're sitting with this, you're like, I'm living in it and I want out of it, but I'm just not sure if I'm capable of that or if this is always going to be my life, then this episode is going to bring you so much joy and inspiration and give you a sneak into what your life is going to look like. Some of those traits that you can leverage right now in your life to get you over the hump so that you can become one of the recovered. 10% of individuals with anorexia will die. And what is so crazy about this is that this doubles the longer the disorder. And the mortality rate is 12 times higher, listen to me, 12 times higher than all causes of death combined in females. And this study was predominantly between ages 15 to 24. But I also want to just bring in some awareness in terms of the relapse rate and those that will actually seek help, because I want you to listen to me today. One of the biggest key characteristics of those who stay stuck with this forever and those who find true and lasting complete healing from it is going outside of themselves to seek help. The percentage of those that relapse can be all the way up to 70%. And 1 in 10 individuals actually seek help. But this is the good news. The good news is approximately 60% of those who receive help and experience support will have a full recovery. So after years of being recovered myself and years of coaching women with their own recovery journey, I noticed some key traits, key characteristics of those who've recovered. And I wanted to share this with you today because if you're questioning whether or not you will ever experience what it means to find freedom from this disease, I want you to know that you're not far off. You are worthy of recovery. And yes, there are some common themes. There are some key traits here that I've seen from human to human, including myself in the process. But the first one is that they seek help. They have awareness. They have this acceptance of, I need some support. I'm not afraid to admit that I'm drowning and I need a lifeboat. I am not afraid to admit that I need community, and I'm not afraid to admit that I need either a team of professionals, a treatment center, a recovery coach, a dietitian, or a therapist to help me get out of this pit. And that is one of the core characteristics of those who've actually recovered from an eating disorder. The second one I wanted to talk to you about today was they toss the scale. Anything constantly reminding you, sis, of a measurement has got to go. It's gone. It's gone, it's gone, it's gone. And I remember in my own journey with this, there were times where I had to do weight for my dietitian. I had to do weight for my treatment team. And now they have blind weights, and that's amazing. But I remember how hard it was to try to want to get better in my mind and physically see that truth with weight restoration. But in the same time, the other half of my mind was chained to seeing this number, and it wanted it so badly to be lower on some days. But then my recovered self wanted it so badly to be higher. And so I never felt like I was accomplishing or achieving anything, because I was in a tug of war constantly. And so the best advice that I can give you today, and one of the key characteristics of a recovered person, is tossing the scale. Tossing the scale. And I want you to ask yourself, if when I tell you that you should be tossing the scale, if that gives you anxiety, or that feels like it's way too hard, or you feel like this lady is crazy, I don't even know what she's talking about right now, like I have to be able to measure my progress. My personal belief is the scale is never going to give you the satisfaction, the joy, and the happiness that freedom from the disorder will. And so when you're standing on that scale, I want you to ask yourself, what am I searching for? What is it that I want to see? And is this for me, or is this against me? And if you have this mental battle going on, it's time for it to go. And this can be other things too. It's not just the scale, but the second core characteristic is about surrendering the realities that are keeping you stuck. The folks that have recovered have the ability to surrender the tangible things that are no longer serving them. So I want you to try that on today. What is it that you need to let go of that you've been grasping? Number three is they begin with the end in mind. They begin with the end in mind. Who do you want to be? Your very best self. If you were her right now today, how would you show up? If you want to do something different, if you want to get somewhere you've never been, sis, you must do something that you have never done. That doesn't mean wake up tomorrow morning and stay on the same rigid eating schedule or same restrictive patterns over and over and over, and then expect to be recovered in a year from now and get mad at yourself when you're not there. Recovery requires consistent action. And sometimes just getting to the action and actually doing the thing is the hardest part. But you have to change who you are doing it. So those who have recovered have the ability to think with the end in mind. Not the now, not the temporary, but in a year, 5 years, 10 years from now, who do I want to be? And that gives them A, belief that it's possible, and B, empowering feelings and thoughts to get them there. The fourth one is those who have recovered no longer identify as the disorder being who they are. When clients come to me, I hear a lot of jargon that is spoken around, this is who I am, or I don't eat that, or I've always been this way, or this is just the way that I do things, or this is just what I eat. All of these rules. But the reality is, you have to stop identifying with the disorder. And you don't really know who you are if you've never really allowed yourself to be that person. If there's always been limitations over food and restriction and rules around food and trying to control your weight and all of the things that are going on in your mind, you are giving your power away, and you don't even understand the level of power that you have within you, because you're still believing that you're limited, that there's the scarcity, that you're trapped in the disorder, when in reality, you're so much more. You are not the eating disorder. Another thing I wanted to tie in to this one is, yes, they no longer have identified with themselves being defined by the eating disorder, but at the same time, a recovered individual didn't wait for themselves to change. I remember sitting in the disorder and I wasn't just waiting for the miracle, waiting for myself to change. Of course, I prayed for that. But the reality was I had to do the change. I had to be the change. I had to do something. I had to act and go. Those that will stay in the trap for years and decades, and maybe you're there now, and this is not to make you feel shameful at all. This is to pull you and push you and mold you and move you. And sis, this is to get you up, ready to tackle this thing, because the mind is a battlefield and the enemy is going to try to take you down. And it is only going to be up to you to choose to do something differently. Number 5 is they put first things first. And what do I mean by that? Prioritizing recovery and protecting recovery. Recovery isn't a hobby. It isn't a hobby. It's just like any relationship that you have that you want to maintain and grow and flourish. What you put into it is what you're going to get back from it. And I think about my own recovery and I remember it being so freaking hard, but at the same time, it was my full-time job. And I get it. Maybe you have a full-time job. Maybe you're like, well, Lindsay, I don't have all the time to pour into that. Okay. But with the time that you do have, are you prioritizing you and your recovery? Or is everyone else coming before you and your recovery? That is a solid question for you to challenge yourself with this week. What do I need to do to prioritize my recovery? Because if I want to be recovered, I have to put first things first. This has to be first. Number 6, they fail forward. They fail forward. They plan to fail. Says nothing will keep you more chained in the grip of an eating disorder, but planning to go all in on recovery only to set yourself up for disaster by creating the standard for recovery that isn't achievable. I actually did this. When I first said, I'm going to go all in and recover from my eating disorder, I felt like it was just another goal I was going to accomplish and check the box on. And the Monday that I woke up, that I was doing the same exact behaviors, I realized it was harder. It was going to be so much harder than I actually thought it was going to be. And I had to learn that I'm a human and I had to give myself that grace. You're a human. You will have bad days. Plan to fail and have a plan for when you do. Difficulty equals opportunity. Just because I hit rock bottom didn't mean I deserved to stay there. And sis, this is truth in your life and your story and your recovery journey. And the reality of being recovered is being able to go, you know what? I can fail and I can find opportunity in that. That doesn't mean that I'm a failure. Number 7 is having a why that's larger than you, a power that is greater than you, a soul change. For me, it was my faith. For me, it was God. For me, it was on days where I don't want to recover for myself. I can't even recover for my spouse. I don't even have energy to recover for what I want for my future. I had to know that there was a reason for my life, and I had to know that God had a purpose for it, and He wanted me to walk in it. He was like, okay, sweet daughter, you are going to learn so much about yourself, but you are going to have to walk through the storm. But don't be afraid, because I'm going to be there right with you. Sis, if you're struggling today, I want you to know you need a why that is larger than you. Not because you want to get healthier, not because you're tired of dealing with this cycle, not because your husband gave you an ultimatum or your mom, or you want a more present experience with your kids. All of those things are amazing, but you need something greater. Greater on the days where those reasons just aren't going to be great enough. you need something larger. You need to know that you matter and that your purpose here matters. And so I encourage you to go deep, deep into that for you and your journey. Number 8 is that those who have recovered chose their hard. They chose their hard. Recovery is hard. Guess what? Restriction is hard. Finding freedom from an eating disorder is hard. But guess what? Being in the eating disorder is hard. Choose your hard. And last but not least, they gave forgiveness, compassion, and time to themselves. This is a huge one because I also get asked the question, how long is it going to take before I find freedom? How long is it going to take before I stop thinking about what I'm thinking about and thinking about when I can eat next? I'm going to do a whole other show on this soon. But the real truth here is, however long it takes is however long it takes. But it's going to take longer if we're worried about how long it's taking. Sis, you get to choose to give yourself compassion in the hard. You get to give yourself forgiveness for the past. You get to give yourself grace for just living through this, living in this body and feeling all these emotions. And guess what? You get to give yourself permission for it to take time. I know it's not easy. In a world where we want everything yesterday, in a world where we give something 2 weeks and we expect miracles, in a world where we're not used to doing anything but door dashing and Amazon delivery, I get it. It's not easy. But I want you to know today, if you give yourself that permission to take up space and take up time, and you will experience your own journey of what it means to become recovered. I hope today that these 9 key realities of the recovered have been helpful for you, and that these characteristics of common things and themes that I've seen in recovered people, including myself and those that I've coached and those that I know, are so true. They're so important because don't do this by yourself, okay? If you want to find full freedom from this, you have to seek help. Don't believe that it's going to go perfectly. Plan to fail. Toss the scale. Begin with the end in mind. Put your recovery first. Stop identifying with this is just who I am. No. We are creating the best version of you. You get to figure out who you are, and that's what's so amazing. And find something in your soul that is larger than you. Choose your heart and be quick to forgive yourself. Grant yourself compassion and allow yourself the time you need. All right, friend, I hope you've loved this one. I want to hear from you. If you enjoy the show, the biggest thing that you can do is go out on iTunes and rate and review the show. That truly blesses me. It allows me to get into more ears of women all across the world. I want you to know I'm so thankful for you. And sis, I want to send you a personal invitation to come on out to our private Facebook community. You can do so right now at herbestselfsociety.com. I'll see you real soon, girlfriend. Bye for now. Oh, friend, thank you so much for letting me share what was on my heart today. My hope for this podcast is to help more women find freedom from food and body. If this has empowered or blessed you, let me know. I'd be honored for your rating and review of my show, and I'd love to connect with you in my private Facebook community. You really can move from perfection to purpose. Let's break the chains together. I'll help navigate the way. Until next time, bye for now, girl.